Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
So there's a lot in there from Orlovsky.
What a wild statement.
And I would take the blanket statement as really a compliment to the Patriots. Like, what's the fatal flaw on New England? Their nickel defense?
Their run defense, which might be their single greatest strength? And also, how about him dropping a if they make the playoffs?
Yeah,
like, what planet is he on?
I thought that was very strange. He's like,
if they make the
could
playoffs.
Be an early exit if they even make the playoffs. Like, damn, they're 9-2. They're
if
in.
They lose out, they might make it. Like, depending on what happens around the league, if they lose out,
yeah.
Which they won't,
if they,
might make
if
it.
If they just win Sunday and then lose out, like,
guys,
they almost definitely make
guys,
it.
Guys, they can't play smash mouth football. They allowed the fewest rushing yards per game in the NFL. But teams apparently haven't woken up to the fact that they played nickel defense.
Really made no sense.
I was like, what?
Did he also call it the year of smash mouth football?
It is.
It's the year of smash mouth football?
Oh, yeah. That's what people have been saying. Like, the old Big Ten football's back. 3 yards and a cloud of dust. I don't know what he's talking about.
I thought the Ice Bowl was the year of smash mouth football. I guess that's this.
I think Jonathan Taylor is having an awesome season, and he is the main reason why the Colts are a surprise team. But to suggest this is the year of smash mouth football, I don't. What's the other example?
I mean, it was just news to me. That's all. I mean, it might be for all I know. I was not ready for that. I guess it's the year of smash mouth football.
But, like, do the Rams play smash mouth football?
I didn't think so.
They're the best team in the NFC.
Yeah, I didn't think they did.
Do the Patriots or Broncos play smash mouth football?
Maybe you could say the Broncos on defense, but not on offense.
Yeah, but, like, on offense, they don't.
No.
On offense, they barely score enough to win. So, yeah, Orlovsky, I assume, watches, like, a bunch of football, but, like, it didn't seem like it there. If they make the playoffs and they can't stop the run because they play nickel.
Well, let me tell you, Keith.
Like, you know who's out there when they play nickel? When he's healthy? Milton Williams, Christian Barmore, Robert Spillane. I feel like they've been able to slow down running attacks.
I mean, was that just a shot at Marcus Jones? Like, is that all that was?
Like, he's like, get him out of there.
Did he just watch the Drake London game? Is that what he did? Maybe. He's just catching up on Pat's Falcons?
It seems like a strange critique of the Patriots, honestly. And maybe you're just kind of zigging when everybody else is zagging. I don't know.
But here's, again, my takeaway. If their biggest problem is their nickel defense,
yeah,
then it doesn't sound to me like you think they have too many problems.
So also, Marcus Jones is a good tackler.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
So I had not, Keith, personally factored that analysis in.
Right.
When we were going through our now proprietary and quite frankly, famous formula.
Yes.
To come up with the Jones and Keefe AFC standings.
Right.
I don't know if you factored in their nickel defense. I personally did not. That was not part of the formula.
I was sleeping on that. That's my bad.
Okay. Let's get into the reworked AFC standings and where the Patriots fit into it here on Jones and Keefe. Mm-hmm. Reminder, by the way, Football Talk on WEEI presented by Paramount Plus. You cannot count on much these days, but you can't always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local game live every Sunday all season long. Just visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. A lot of talk, Keith, about the Patriots as fool's gold. A lot of talk about their lack of quality wins, their easy schedule, etc. So we said, okay,
yeah,
let's not just look at the standings at the end of the year.
No, anybody can do that.
Anybody can just look
Tom,
at it and say,
Dick, or Harry can look at the standings.
Pats are 9-2.
Please.
Anybody can do that.
No.
We decided to assign point values to each win and loss.
Yeah, we're more nuanced than that.
More nuanced than that. We like to live in the gray, not
yes.
Black and white.
Nope.
So we assigned 3 points to what we would call a quote-unquote real win.
Right.
Which is a team that would loosely right now be in the playoffs. A current playoff team.
You know it when you see it.
At least a team with a winning record. There was, you know, some executive decisions in here. I'll acknowledge that.
But we were then consistent with that team. So once we decided a team was a good win, then everybody got credit for it. Once we decided that it wasn't, then nobody did.
Okay, so 3 for a real win.
Yep.
You get one
an old hockey game.
Yeah, like these are going to look like the hockey standings at the end. It's going to be many columns for like a shootout loss, a shootout win, a win and a loss.
Just showing up on time.
It's going to look like hockey standings. We're handing out loser points, really, is what we're doing. Mm-hmm. Fake wins, Keith.
Yeah, there are a bunch to
That's
be had.
Every other win over basically non-playoff losing teams, you get 1 point for that.
Right.
We have what is called a good loss. That's a team that you've lost to that probably has a winning record or is a playoff team.
Mm-hmm.
We assign 0 points for that. That's just a regular loss.
Yeah, it's a loss. It happens.
There are also bad losses. What we would deem a loss to a real bad team, you lose a point for that, minus one.
See you later.
You get 3 for a real win.
It's only fair.
1 for a fake win. No credit for a good loss, minus 1 for a bad loss.
I think that makes too much sense, and I don't know why anybody didn't do it before.
I'm surprised no one else came up with this. Quite brilliant.
Credit to us.
You ready for the AFC standings, Keith?
Reworked
with our formula, or do you want to go through the Patriots schedule first and just give you an idea of how we assign points?
Well, no, do that, because we did all this, all the legwork. We won't bore everybody with all the numbers here, but just how we went through the Patriots, for example, and then we applied this same math to all the other
good
teams.
Good idea. So, that for first. The Patriots, real life at 9-2, where are they in the Jones and Keith standing?
We will see.
We assign the Patriots 2 real wins. At Buffalo, at Tampa Bay, they get 3 points for each.
Nice.
We assign the Patriots with 7 fake wins. Miami.
Yeah.
Carolina. New Orleans. Tennessee. Cleveland. Atlanta. The Jets.
Carolina was admittedly a gray area team where it was hard to really qualify. It doesn't feel like a good win, but they do have a winning record.
Here's what we did with Carolina.
Yeah.
Carolina does not count as a good win, but it also doesn't count as a bad loss. It's those middle two categories.
Obviously.
If you lost to them, we don't penalize you. If you beat them, you don't really get too much credit. That's what we decided to do with Carolina.
Yep.
So there were some executive decisions.
That's right.
Good loss, Pittsburgh, which I personally have trouble with because the way they lost that game was miserable, and yet Pittsburgh is winning their division.
Yeah,
they have a winning record. They're in the playoffs. Right. How they lost the game was awful, but that's not a bad team. I don't really believe in them, but they're not a bad team.
No, but they're currently a playoff team, and we're looking at it through 11 weeks. And so based on everything we've seen so far this season, they're 6-4, the Steelers are. So that, they do stand above teams like Houston, Carolina, that kind of team.
Patriots get 0 points for the loss to Pittsburgh.
Yep.
They lose a point for their only bad loss, the Las Vegas Raiders week 1.
Week 1. Long time ago. But it's still on the resume, and the Raiders team, as we just saw on Monday night, is abysmal. They are 2-8. So you add it all up.
So the Patriots get 12 total points. Again, 3 for their 2 real wins.
Yep.
They have a bunch of fake wins in there as well. And then their good losses subtract a bad loss in there. Okay?
It makes sense to me.
Okay. You add it all up right now for where I have the Patriots. They get 6 points for their good wins. They get 7 points for their other wins. You subtract 1 for a bad loss. They net out at 12.
12.
The Patriots currently stand in the AFC standings. Number 2.
Okay, well, it's pretty much where they are in the real standings, too, I guess.
Denver is number 1.
Also where they rank in the real standings.
Okay, but wait.
Maybe not enough nuance. Maybe not nuanced enough.
The Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah, where are they?
3.
Oh. So this... So basically the standings.
Hear me out.
Okay, no, I'm listening.
Go to the AFC North, Keith.
AFC North, the Norris.
Pittsburgh is still winning that division. They're still the 4 seed.
Wait. Does that math make math?
All right.
I think it might be back to the drawing board.
We did trust Jones with math.
I know. It might be back to the drawing board on this.
Buffalo.
Yes. Oh, good.
They're the first wild card 11.
Currently 5th, right?
Yep, they're
in the real standings? What about this one?
Our standings 5th.
Oh, son of a gun.
The Jacksonville Jaguars are still a playoff team. They are the 6th seed, 11 points.
But what about in our... Oh, what about in real life?
Real life, are they 6 or 7?
Oh, boy. This could be a big swing. Let me take a look. They are 7.
Okay, so they moved up. I'm sorry. Yeah, the Chargers are 6.
7!
The only real change... the only real change, Keith?
Yeah?
The Chargers are out. The Texans are in. That's really the only change in these standings. So you might say... Oh, they're just the standings.
Guys, you've accomplished nothing.
Denver,
New
England, Indy, Pittsburgh, Buffalo, Jacksonville, all real playoff teams, all playoff teams in the Jones and Keefe's AFC standings.
Yes.
The only difference, Houston in, the Chargers out. You go, well, what's the big deal?
What's the big deal, Jones?
Here's the big deal.
Okay.
Everybody talking about important wins,
strength of
easy wins, strength of schedule. All. I feel like an exercise like this undercuts all of that and proves that it's mostly fruitless.
Yes.
Like, look at the real standings. Give him extra credit for good wins. Mm-hmm. Do the whole AFC. Rework the whole thing. Factor it all in.
Yep.
The standings are still the standings. The Patriots still net out.
The Pam Beasley meme looking at the real standings versus the Jones and Keefe standings. They're the same standings.
I mean,
these teams. So that's, I think, a good exercise, too. Denver, New England, Indy, Pittsburgh, the Chargers, and Kansas City, based on our metric, all have two real wins. So, like, the league's not great. There's not a lot of teams that you would even say are the real wins. Buffalo has three, but even that is a bit of an asterisk. So, Buffalo has three what we would call real wins.
Mm-hmm.
But Baltimore hasn't been great this year.
No. Baltimore, But if you're telling me when the Patriots beat Baltimore with Lamar Jackson in a couple of weeks, would I put that on their good win? I would.
No, I think so.
And so, and to, like, me, that's kind of how I went with that for Buffalo.
I think that's fine. And, like, I'd put them there. But I'm just, when you look at Buffalo's 7-3, they beat Baltimore, Kansas City, and Tampa. Kansas City and Baltimore are really getting by on reputation, and I think deservedly so. It's Mahomes and Lamar. If Tom Brady was having a slow start to a season, we would still say, hey, you beat Tom Brady. That's impressive. But, like, those teams are 5-5. So by my metric, they've beaten Tampa Bay, who the Patriots also beat.
Right.
Like, so that's sort of where Buffalo is, for everybody being like, oh, well, they're the real team.
It all kind of nets out, but they just have the same win that you also have.
And then those other teams, like Denver. Denver's beaten Philly and Kansas City. Those are really good. I think what stands out about Denver might be their losses are to real teams. They lost to the Chargers. They lost to the Colts.
I would agree.
If you want to weigh it that way.
If you want to do it on a tiebreaker, it makes sense that you'd give Denver the advantage.
Yeah.
They have two good wins, just like the Patriots, at Philly and KC. Patriots beat Buffalo, at Buffalo, and at Tampa.
Yeah.
The Patriots do have a bad loss to Vegas. Their losses are at Indianapolis and at the Chargers.
No, because I think you see it all the time, because we'll post, like, our tiers on, like, Instagram and Twitter, and, you know, we always have the Patriots the last few weeks up there really high. And you get a lot of response. I think what happens is it'll be like non-Patriot fans will, like, get wind of it. And they'll be like, you guys have a worse schedule or the best schedule. And, like, you haven't beaten anybody. That's 2025 NFL. Forget about Orlovsky talking about nickel defense and smash mouth football. It is wide open. It is parity season like they've always wanted. There's no juggernaut team. There's no obvious team to win, especially in the AFC when you have all the top team quarterbacks. Teams maybe like one step worse or two steps worse in some cases than we thought.
Here's the thing. Cam Newton and everybody else questioning the Patriots schedule. Go ahead and give teams extra points for their good wins. Subtract points for their bad losses. We did it. The Patriots are still checking out as the number two seed in the AFC.
Yeah.
And they're still right there with Denver knocking on the door. And if you want to give Denver the advantage because they haven't lost any bad teams like the Patriots lost to Vegas, well, then go ahead and do that. But their wins stack up with everybody.
Definitely.
Giving them extra credit, giving everybody extra credit, taking away for bad losses, they still net out. So I would say the schedule talk mostly from that standpoint is overblown as it relates to the Patriots. The Chargers do look more suspect, and Houston does come out looking better. Like, I was surprised. Houston's had a pretty tough schedule. Their losses are the Rams, the Bucks, the Jags, Seahawks, and Denver, and three of those games were on the road.
Yeah.
And they've also beaten Baltimore, San Francisco, and Jacksonville. So, I don't know. I feel like, and they have two wins over Tennessee in there as well. They do get to play the Titans twice.
But so this is another one where, like, they beat Baltimore, but not Lamar.
That's true. So you know, if you want to knock it down, they still won against San Francisco and Jacksonville.
Yeah.
So,
but I think Houston,
they've also been without their quarterback for some of this.
Right. Yeah, they have. But Houston and Jacksonville, like, those are the type of teams that you kind of want to root for them every weekend and have them keep winning, and then that might keep both Mahomes and Lamar Jackson out of the playoffs. Like, there is a realistic scenario where Mahomes, Lamar, and Joe Burrow aren't even in the playoffs. So talk about it being wide open. Then that would be the year where, like, if Josh Allen can't make it to the Super Bowl this year, I mean, that is something. He might not have to beat any of those
guys. Well, that is the other takeaway from this. Teams like Kansas City and Baltimore even giving extra credit for quality wins, and Kansas City has them. Baltimore has one anyway. You know, giving them extra credit for who they've played saying, oh, they had a tough schedule, they're still out. I do like this text.
This is a good one.
Dennis Green is looking down from heaven screaming, the standings are what we thought they were.
He's right. The standings are what they thought they were.
Go ahead. Give us your formula, Cam Newton or anybody else.
I was gonna say,
rework the standings. We did it.
Do whatever you want.
Extra credit for wins, good wins against playoff teams, subtract for bad losses to horrible teams.
This is more confirmation for the Bill Parcells. Your record is what
honestly,
it says it is.
We wasted a lot of time. We should have just listened to Bill Parcells.
He was right. The Hall of Famer for
We were texting about this last night after the show. Yeah. There were more texts late last night like, hey, I put something in the show doc. We met before the show. More texts before the show. And it turns out we should have just looked at the standings.
No, the standings are pretty accurate.
Everybody complaining about who the Patriots have beat, I think it's a fruitless exercise, quite frankly.
It really is.
Adam in Canton has a suggestion to improve. Well,
if
simplify.
Simplify.
Simplify. I'm sorry. I think I know what he might say here. The J&K standings. Hello, Adam.
Guys, love the exercise. What if you just take the wins of the teams you beat minus the losses of the teams you lost to?
Meaning their net wins
that sounds
losses?
Like a lot of math,
yeah,
Adam. I'll be
like
honest with you.
I don't know.
I don't know if it's simplifying.
Honestly, Adam, this took me a long time. There was a lot of time and a lot of going over this with a fine tooth comb. That sounds like even more work. So
I thought what he was going to say is to simplify the Jones and Keefe standings, go to the NFL.com standings and look at those. they're already doing it for you. They got it all mapped out.
I was afraid he was going to give us like some easy math formula to save me from all the work that was done. That's what I thought he was going to do. But no, that's not the case.
No, I don't even think it's necessarily strength of victory, because I think when you see that number tossed out, you know, all right, so you get less credit for beating a 2-8 team than that team does for beating a 3-7 team.
Correct.
But in reality, same crap. So it's like, all right, what are the good teams? First, you got to identify the good teams. How many of those have you beaten? How many of those have you lost to? Like, where are your quality wins? Almost treating it like a college football top 25, like when you're voting on it. Like, all right, where are the quality wins? And I think with the Patriots, they do have a bottom schedule, right? Because they've played a bunch of scrubby teams, and the Titans' record's going to weigh that down.
No one can question that they have an easy schedule. What you can question is how much it's going to matter.
Yeah, and I think really the easiest thing, and we've been saying this really after Buffalo and then confirmed after Tampa, there would be an argument to be made if the Pats beat the Raiders and Steelers and lost to the Bills and the Bucks.
100%.
You'd be like, all right, they're 9-2, and like, well, let's take that 9-2, but like, that would be a fake 9-2. This is a legitimate 9-2.
You want me to rework it, the formula?
No. You've done enough. You've done enough.
I'll rework it, the formula.
No, the formula's fine. The formula is not broken. We'll have to circle back at the end of the season and see if it still holds up.
We've done work for half the year. It won't be that hard to keep updating it. So again, the Jones and Keefe official AFC standings. These are the Jones and Keefe standings.
That's right.
Not the real standings.
There is one noticeable change.
The Jones and Keefe standings. There was one.
Yeah, at the bottom there, the wild card. Kind of have the division winners the same.
The one seed.
Yes,
the Denver Broncos.
Okay.
The road to the Super Bowl goes through Denver in our standings. The number two seed, your New England Patriots. Coming in at number third, the Indianapolis Colts. Still the leader of the AFC North, the Pittsburgh Steelers over the Baltimore Ravens, who are out. Mm-hmm. Your three wild card teams, Buffalo, Jacksonville, and Houston. Really the only change in the Jones and Keefe standings is Houston is in. The Chargers are out.
Right.
The Chiefs and Ravens remain out either way.
Okay.
Good exercise, though, Keith.
Yeah, and I would say so.
I think there is a lesson in there.
Uh-huh.
All the time talking about the strength of victory, strength of schedule, bad losses, fool's gold, etc. It's all kind of pointless because the Patriots net out the same, even giving extra credit and taking away for bad losses. 617-779-7937. One question quick, because I meant to read this earlier. Our guy Matt on Twitter sent this in. Yeah. At Jones, WEEI, at Keith21. Tarik Skubal, a name that's out there, one-year deal. You don't know that he's going to sign an extension with you. So I imagine this is the only ask. Willier Abreu, who pass and mention between Abreu and Duran, one's going to move this offseason. Peyton Toley, who I seem to like more than you. You're more of a Connolly early guy than a Peyton Toley guy.
I love the stash and everything, but I think Connolly early has like six pitches, and he seems pretty nasty. I like both, but anyway, go ahead.
Franklin Arias, another top prospect, and Marcus Phillips, who was a pick last year. He's a pitcher out of college. All of that for Tarik Skubal, yes or no?
Yes.
Seems like an easy one.
Yeah.
I wonder if that even gets it done for Joe Ryan.
I don't even – Yeah, maybe not. I think it's going to be a big asking price for either one.
I think the Tigers hang up on that one. Yeah. Personally, no disrespect. If that's what gets it done, though, for Tarik Skubal, hell yeah, I do that. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't even think twice. 617-779-7937. We'll get to your feedback. We will also get to Pure Hoops with Terp at High Noon. We'll get back to the Celtics. They won last night. It's three in a row, but it didn't feel great. We also have the hashtag Dork Minute at 11:45 and on the way next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Would You Rather Wednesday, brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential, remodeling, or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. We will get to some Would You Rathers in a moment. Hashtag Dork Minute, 10:45. I'm sorry, 11:45. And Pure Hoops with Terp at high noon. So stay tuned for it. But quickly, Tony in Wakefield is waiting patiently with a suggestion for the official Jones and Keefe standings, which are pretty much just the AFC standings.
Yeah, pretty close.
Pretty close, but yeah. A lot of math went into it. Yep. Go ahead, Tony.
So, hi, guys. How are you?
Pretty good.
This is my thought. Maybe you weight the victories by home wins or away wins. Like, maybe you add a point if you win a game away. And, again, I guess the wash for the Pats is, and if you lose a game at home, you subtract one additional point.
Got it.
All I got to say, guys.
Okay,
great show, and I'm off.
Well, thank you, Tony. Well, very good, Tony. You know what? Right to the point. I wanted to ask him, but he was already pulling the ripcord there.
He was done.
Were we still factoring in good teams or just home and away?
It sounded like just
home and away.
All right, hear me out on this.
Yep.
Half point.
I like this.
So you throw an extra half point.
I was hoping you were going to say
for being
that.
A road warrior.
Good.
So the Pats have a bunch of road wins, so they would gobble up a few more.
How many points do you get for losing at home, though? Losing a half point?
You lose half point.
Losing half points.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Now you have no home field advantage.
Wouldn't the Patriots still be the same, though?
Because yes,
their two losses were at home.
I'm going to tell you what. After the hours flushed down the toilet on this, I'm guessing it would all net out pretty much the same.
Probably.
Is my guess.
Yeah.
That's just my personal guess on that.
I think we kind of nailed it, though, overall. Listen. We didn't go in being like, this is what the result's going to be.
No, we don't go in with a bias.
Thank you.
We go in with a simple formula.
And let the numbers talk.
Some say too simple. And yeah, we let the numbers talk. That's exactly what we did.
Some would say the numbers sang.
So we'll have those up at Jones and Keefe in short order. The official Jones and Keefe AFC playoff standings, which are not the actual standings. They're close.
Mm-mm.
But they are not the actual standings.
Yeah, you're on notice, Chargers. Basically, it was just a shame. The Chargers, as it turns out, they're the one team.
Well, no,
that's
I
worse.
Mean, people in Houston are celebrating.
People in Houston had to get propped up in order to push somebody else down.
That's all we learned. I think are feeling good about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, what do we have for Would You Rathers today, Bill?
Would you rather have Ja'Marr Chase or Justin Jefferson?
Whoo! College teammates. I would say these are the two best receivers.
I believe when I answered this in the offseason, I said Chase. You didn't like that answer when I gave that answer.
I said Jefferson.
Yeah.
I believe at the time. Both are dealing with not ideal quarterback play as of right now.
Correct.
I think I'll still take Jefferson.
I think I'll still take Chase. Well, that's really the only thing I'm hesitating thinking about.
Spit on another man.
Yeah, but he had a brilliant...
He had two good defenses. One, didn't do it. Two, if I meant to do it, you'd know.
I think he had a brilliant appeal case. I mean, you got to give it to him. That was very creative.
Yep.
You're sticking with Jefferson, though?
I'm going to go with Jefferson. Yeah.
What happens when Jefferson snaps and kills J.J. McCarthy?
Yeah. I mean, he's trending on
having...
He might
spit on his own quarterback. Yeah. He might spit on a teammate.
He's having his worst season.
Yeah. And meanwhile, you do have to give this to Chase. Chase is producing without Burrow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Flacco throws to him every play, and he won't be doing that this weekend.
He does.
But Chase, for a time anyway, was producing without Burrow.
Chase is, what, third in the league in receiving yards. Jefferson's seventh, you know, and it's...
Oh, so that's shocking. He's seventh right now.
Seventh in yards.
Wow.
Now, he's being carried by two very good games.
Yeah, he's also...
And were they both Wentz games?
Yes.
Yeah, and he's only had two touchdowns, which is really low for
but
him.
But in fairness to him, like I'm propping up Chase because he's doing that now with Flacco. I mean, he was producing last year with Darnold, who we all think stinks, although he's propping up JSN.
Yeah, I think it's close. I think they truly are neck and neck for like who the best receiver is, although a couple other guys knocking on that door too. Jackson Smith and Jigba.
I mean,
maybe Puka.
He's having the best year.
Yeah.
And he had an unbelievable finish to last year. I would have him probably cut below those two guys. Puka's a good one. I still have Lamb up there, but Lamb's kind of had a wild year.
Do you know what Smith and Jigba is trending towards?
I believe he's on pace for 2,000 yards.
Just
season,
under.
Right?
Yeah. His pace right now is 1948.
And like some of those games, the Seahawks don't throw in the second half.
Oh, yeah. He's done.
I mean,
yeah.
Not this past weekend, but some of those games where they're blowing people out. I mean, Darnold basically doesn't throw after halftime.
Yeah, he's having a nice
So
year.
I would go with Chase.
You
go with Jefferson.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Agree to disagree on that one. What else, Bill?
Would you rather have an NFL game on Thanksgiving morning or Thanksgiving night?
Oh. I guess night.
I think morning.
Night.
Morning, I said. I would rather. The night game always kind of stinks, first of all, but even take that out of it.
But like London games stink.
But yes, however, I'm just talking about the day. Most people have the day off. And if you're cooking all morning, I think it's good to have something on and it's like a game is on rather than like waiting until 12.
What if you're driving though? Now you're missing the game because you're driving somewhere.
Maybe get there, maybe plan ahead of time. Maybe get there earlier.
Teams can be playing at 10 o'clock in the morning.
People don't want you showing up at 9 o'clock in the morning at their house for Thanksgiving.
But then you might be
driving. They're getting ready.
But then maybe, or same logic, you'd be driving on the way home and you miss the night game, or you're just too sleepy. You've had so much turkey, so much eggnog.
I don't typically mind sleeping through that game. I don't typically mind that.
Yeah, but I'd rather have a game on.
I might sleep through the 4 o'clock game.
If you have a 9:30 game on Thanksgiving,
yeah, I would never.
It
want
would
that.
Line up
that,
perfectly.
I would never ever want that.
The
night
Macy's
game.
Parade will have something to say about
it. Yes, they would. The real answer,
but it would go right up to that Lions game. The Lions game starts at 12:30. It would be like, boop, perfect.
The real answer is punt the third game altogether. But now I got to pick one: night game or morning game.
Yeah, that's
night
the would game. You rather?
I'm already watching my Macy's Day Parade. I'm watching the dog show. You don't like the dog show? Keep.
I
now,
love the
watch
dog
that.
Show. I can watch both.
I kind of get upset when football starts and cuts off the end of the dog show.
Yeah,
usually
true.
The Cavaliers out by then.
But then they usually have an awesome halftime show.
If the Cavaliers still in, I'm like, I'm not ready for football yet. I got to see if the Cavs.
I like
win.
When the big fellas come out and they never win, but like here comes your Saint Bernard and your Newfoundland, and those guys are just so happy to be there, and they always lose to a poodle, and you're like, it's rigged, rigged every year, But here comes the working class, and these guys come around the corner, they're enormous dogs,
yeah.
They're like, oh, this is the dog. This is the Neapolitan Mastiff.
Yeah.
You saw him in Harry Potter.
That's a nice one.
Love that guy.
Yeah, Charles is in the toy category. He doesn't typically.
Toy?
He doesn't typically win that category, no.
I don't know what Harrow
he has.
Would be.
I mean, the Cavaliers come out of that before.
Harrow is so many different kinds of dogs. he could participate in every single one, I think.
Like, here he's every category.
Like, how is he a Border Collie and a Chow and an Australian Shepherd? Like, he's all these things.
That's what he is.
He's a maniac.
Honestly, you don't want to know the details. The details are pretty gross. You would not want to know that.
The only
actually.
Dog that needs a 23andMe.
Yeah, seriously. They'd be like, so his grandfather?
Don't ask.
He's fine. It's a popular mix, though. I see a lot of dogs that look like him, but nobody really knows what the hell he is. It's a variety of things.
Okay.
A morning game.
Night game is
morning.
The answer.
Okay. Bill, break the tie on that?
Night.
There you go.
Damn it, Bill.
In your face.
Nick, break the tie on that?
Night.
Damn it.
Terp?
Terp
when he gets
Terp.
To the moon. Yeah. Okay. What else you got?
Would you rather turkey remain the center of Thanksgiving dinner or switch to chicken?
See, I'm not anti-turkey. People hate turkey. They're like, oh, the worst part of Thanksgiving is the turkey. I like turkey. I'm fine with turkey. I don't celebrate it 365 days of the year, but knowing that you get a nice big old turkey on Thanksgiving.
That's what makes it great.
Thank you.
The one day special. If I was eating turkey 7 days a week.
Yeah, I eat chicken probably 7 days a week.
Pretty close.
I eat a lot of chicken.
Sick brag, bro.
I'm the man. I eat a lot of chicken. No, but turkey, I'm good with turkey.
Yeah, look, I wouldn't want to eat it often, but the one day a year, turkey. I wouldn't want to replace that with chicken. It's just every other day then.
Big bird.
And literally every day. Cat.
Plus there are so many bells and whistles.
Earmuffs out there, cat. Yeah, oh, no, there's so many nice things.
Stuff it.
But there's a little too much chicken in my household these days. It's nice to mix that up.
Yeah,
it's nice to
so
mix
I'm
it
good
up.
With that. I look forward to it even.
Same.
Dare I say, I'm excited for a week from Thursday.
Would you rather?
Yeah, please.
Hang on,
what do you mean?
Is it the next one?
No, well, maybe. I don't know.
White or dark meat?
Oh, dark.
Dark.
Not close.
When people go.
Pile up the dark.
When people go, oh, turkey's dry, I go, well, try some dark meat.
The dark meat's not.
You moron.
Ever.
Yeah.
I'll be sitting there eating the whole leg, just sitting there at the table, chowing down the leg.
Oh, the turkey's too dry? Why don't you try the other pile of meat there? Somebody
gravy on
is
it.
Soaked. Throw gravy on there. Get some cranberry sauce on there. You moron. Okay, what else?
Yeah.
Would you rather attend the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade or New Year's Rockin' Eve?
Oh, those are both bad. These both sound like hell on earth. Ooh. I think the New Year's Eve one is worse.
Yes.
So I would rather the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is usually probably pretty cold, but you're not there as long.
Right.
The New Year's thing, every year when you see that, you see those people packed in like sardines. They got to just pee their pants, I guess. There's nowhere for you to go. And then all you're waiting for is either like a bad band to play, and then the ball drops, and you're like, this year will be different than last. And it won't be.
Nope.
Whereas Thanksgiving, you're like, at least here comes the Woody the Woodpecker float. Oh, here's right. Bluey. Here's Sonic.
No, you might get hit by a float.
Look, I agree with you.
Or sewn into the pants.
Yeah, the right, ball. I hate right. bald boys.
Now, look, I agree with you, but to play devil's advocate.
Okay, please.
At least at Rockin' New Year's Eve, you're getting like some good musical acts.
Some.
No offense to the Macy's Day
what
Parade, but like
about?
I can only watch so many Broadway acts out there with yeah. like high schoolers dance around. I can only watch so many of those.
It is a few.
Where I'm like, boy, yeah. I am real sick of this.
What, but, you don't like the lip-synced verses from the one pop star that shows up?
Like,
that's not bad.
At least I'm getting something yeah. on my Rockin' New Year's
She's
Eve.
She's the third lead on the latest Disney Junior show. You're like, what the hell?
Here's Mariah Carey for the 40th year in a row.
The real answer is the Thanksgiving Day Parade because
you're done by noon, right?
Well, yeah, not only that, though. Yeah. It's probably the same amount of people, but New Year's
spaced
Eve is
out.
Clustered in one place, and I'm yeah. sure it's very busy on the route, but it is spaced out over, you know, blocks and blocks and blocks. Like, I feel like I would have a little bit more personal space. Not a ton more, but a little more personal space at the Macy's Day Parade.
I don't think there's a worse thing than the New Year's Eve
that
in New York
seems
City.
Seems pretty bad.
I'd rather
cold.
Do anything else.
Cold.
You're out there the whole time.
You know, I don't mind the cold.
But it's true.
Colder than Thanksgiving, though, is my
yeah.
point. I'd be chillier
but you
that.
Can't, like, leave your spot. And then, like, so are you drinking or are you not drinking? Like, you just stand in there in the cold with strangers? And then for nothing. There's no payoff.
I wouldn't think.
The Thanksgiving parade, though, I bet if you went with your kid and they saw, like, cool floats go by, they might at least enjoy that a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't, but the kid might.
I would not. No, yeah. I would be. I'd be over it pretty quickly, quite
yeah.
frankly.
But then, like you said, you have a little bit more personal space, and it's over. Because those people, they always interview them at the New Year's thing, and they're like, hey, where are you from? The guy's like, I'm from Little Rock, Arkansas, and I've been here since 6 a.m. Thursday.
Yeah,
you're like, why?
Oh, that sounds awful.
Why?
What do you do with your normal
Because we love
day?
New Year's.
You're like, okay, great. Best part of the dog show, says the text line, is Jay Peterman is the host.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, the other guy.
Jay Peterman, I think, from Natick.
Is he?
I think so.
I have questions about the other guy. Did he go to PC? I think he went to, I think he's a Providence guy.
Oh, he might be. Yeah, he's a local guy.
I have questions about the other guy.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah, how
I always,
he is?
I'm always kind of making sure he has enough space from the dogs.
It'll never top Best in Show when that movie is so good. It's like a perfect movie. And then you get to the actual dog show and Fred Willard's the color commentator. And it's one of the best characters in the last 25 years.
Okay. Well, that's Would You Rather. We will get to some of the best shows, not Best in Show, but some of the best shows
nice. In
the hashtag Dork Minute with Rich Keefe.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Next.
This is movie time.
Shang-Chi?
You've seen none?
None.
Me and Billy have combined for one.
Billy's 100 years old.
You and I will go see this new Marvel. People are saying it's actually nuts.
I'm going to give it a rock hard 5 out of 6.
Don't spoil it. Do not spoil it. What's going on?
Make sure you subscribe to the
Hashtag Dork Podcast.
Oh, yes, please. Subscribe to the Hashtag Dork Podcast on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts. Back here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. And this week's Dork Podcast, top 25 video games since 2000. Really got the people buzzing.
Yeah, no.
Since 2000,
from what I heard, you and Davey had very different approaches to this. Correct?
We did. Yes, we did. And so it sort of all nets out. And I feel like we had a good top 25 overall. A lot of overlap. But what he did is he sort of chose the best of like a group of games, whereas I was just like Grand Theft Auto Vice City, Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, Grand Theft Auto 4.
But that's a good way to talk about it. It's like I chose every Grand Theft Auto game.
He
chose whatever he thought was the best representative of that franchise.
It was a good list. So you can go check that out and let us know what you think, what we missed, if you agree, disagree, etc. The weekend box office, Jones, saw the Magic movie. Now You See Me, Now You Don't. Finish first. Ahead of The Running Man, which has gotten, like, okay reviews. People don't hate it. They don't love it.
I thought you said the initial reviews were pretty bad.
Yeah, it was lower, but then now more and more people have seen it.
Coming around
a
little bit.
And it's sort of like, yeah. Because it's based off the Stephen King book when he wrote under the moniker Richard Bachman. And so the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie that came out in 1987 is, like, technically based off the book, but I guess it's not really like the book. It's just
it's not
very loosely
the book is better.
In most cases, it is. But I don't know. Glenn Powell, I like him. I'll see this movie eventually. I haven't seen it yet. Predator Badlands was 3. Forgetting You, a rom-com, was 4. And Black Phone 2 was 5th. Sydney Sweeney is in a movie called Christie. Yeah, you got your attention,
what
boys?
Was that? Okay,
hey,
yeah.
Fellas. Huh. Sydney Sweeney's in a boxing movie called Christie. It's a biopic.
Mm-hmm.
It had the worst second weekend drop for a wide release ever. It dropped 92%. And this past weekend, it made $108,000.
Really?
Did it also have one of the worst opening weekends ever?
Yeah, but I guess it also tanked
$108,000?
Yeah. And, I mean, the price of a movie ticket was like 100 people saw
this
thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's like a Hawk 2 live stream.
It kind of is. The reviews, though, like people like the movie, I guess. Roddy T's audience, 96%. Critics, 67.
I'd give it a good review.
I bet you would. Yeah. Christy Martin. But, yeah, she put on 30 pounds of weight for the film.
Muscle.
Yeah, I think. 2 hours, 15 minutes. Christy Martin movie. I don't know how many people are clamoring to see a Christy Martin movie. But I think they also were like, this is going to be a wide release movie where it doesn't feel like it probably should have been a wide release movie. That seems more like a streamer to me.
Got it.
But what do I know? Speaking of streaming movies, The Conjuring Last Rites will be on HBO this Friday. This is the third highest grossing rated R horror movie. Or no, just horror movie in general, I think.
The third highest
grossing at the box office behind
horror
it
movie
and
ever?
It, yeah, behind It and It Chapter 2. Wild, right?
That is wild.
And so it's also, they claimed that it was going to be the last Conjuring movie, but then it made so much money. They're like, well, we might do a prequel. And
get back in there. It's the last in the series, but then a prequel. I see what they're doing. That's
there,
smart.
There will be more of this.
Wiggle room.
Is my sense.
Mm-hmm.
This week at the box office, Wicked for Good is coming out.
I've heard Courtney's ready to go. I've heard this.
Courtney's ready to go. Yep. I think a lot of people are ready to go. This should be a smash at the box office. So the last couple of weeks, it's been a little bit low. There's a little bit of a fall dip at times, right? Summer blockbusters are over. But then this is going to be insane.
Can I ask you this?
The first one did so well.
The girls like the first one, or have they not seen it?
Yeah, I think we started it with... I don't know if we ever watched the whole thing with CeCe.
I've not seen it, which I'm actually kind of surprised. Kat, it's like kind of like liking the book. Kat likes the play.
Yeah.
But then I think she saw the film and didn't love it.
Oh,
I've not seen it.
I thought it was fine. I watched the first movie. I'll probably eventually see the second movie, not in the theater. And, I don't know. Because part of it was like, should I show The Wizard of Oz to CeCe first? I don't know. I'm sure this, you can watch this as a standalone, but I feel like you might want to watch them all together. And we haven't done that movie yet.
The original Wizard of Oz.
No.
It's a little spooky.
It's real spooky.
I remember being a little spooked as a kid.
I'm scared now. Yeah, the witch and the monkeys, the whole thing is terrifying. But I don't think, she doesn't really scare easy, so she actually might like it. But anyway, that's going to make a ton of money. I think the question is, like, will it get like Oscar nominations and things like that? I think the last one did, so we'll see if this one does as well. As for TV shows, Welcome to Derry, just ripping. It is, what a show this is. They're about halfway through HBO's Sunday Night at 9 show, which is always the staple show. It's really good. The Chair Company, only a couple episodes left of the Tim Robinson Chair Company episode series. Also been excellent. Really enjoying this.
Yeah, so what, we're six?
Yeah, six in. There's two to go.
Okay.
Two to go. See if we can get to the end of this wild conspiracy that he is on.
All right.
Definitely like a dark comedy if you're into that kind of thing. Kind of weird. MTV Challenge is got to be nearing the finale.
I was
going to
say,
this.
Is it tonight? I'm actually one episode behind. I think you're ahead.
I think I'm caught up. Bad season. Yeah. A show that you and I both like quite a bit. Pretty bad. There's too many new faces. Too much fresh blood. I don't like it.
No, they're good CrossFit athletes, but they're not really.
But it takes away from the spirit of the show.
I like they're doing too many. It's like you like car challenges. Like I don't care that you can drive a car and remove chains from a car.
Right.
Like do something cool.
Because the whole premise of the show used to be you take guys that we saw get smashed drunk on Real World and Road Rules and then pit them together in these challenges. Now they literally have, I think, three Marines. They have a guy who was
they're
ultra marathoner.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, so you just have guys that are in tip-top shape?
Yeah, I don't. That show's less interesting to me.
Yeah, because it's usually about, like, the backstabbing. Now, the Traitors, I believe that's coming early 2026. I'm into this.
Well, I thought you were going to apply to the show.
I am.
Oh, you are still.
So this season, the next season that's coming out, obviously has been filmed, and I think it releases in January.
You're applying to season four.
They are having open it because they were doing, like, quote-unquote famous people for the last three seasons. Mm-hmm. They're opening it up to the normals.
Well,
I'm a normal.
That shouldn't qualify.
What do you mean?
Jones and Keith? Oh, you're the point. Keith? That shouldn't qualify.
I should be on there with the Real Housewives and
yes,
Donna Kelsey.
Exactly, yeah.
No, I'm going to apply for the next one.
Got it.
And see if I get on it. There's a whole thing I got to fill out, so maybe we can do that on the show sometime. I'll fill out another application. I tried out for the for Real World 20 years ago, got turned down.
Which one was it again?
I think it would have been Denver. It was like 06 I remember applying for it.
Would have been like Tyree.
I think so.
I don't remember who else is on Real World Denver, but yeah.
Jen, I think.
Yeah, Jen.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was.
So yeah, that's me anyway. Twisted Metal has been picked up for a season 3. Wiggy likes the show. I like the first season a lot. I haven't watched the second season based off the video game, Twisted Metal. And finally, Jones, John Cena just had his last Monday Night Raw ever. It wasn't at the Garden. That was a couple weeks ago, but at MSG. And so he's wrapping up his Hall of Fame wrestling career.
Wow.
Yeah, been quite a run.
I didn't realize.
Although me and Billy were talking about it. I don't know if they've done a great job in his final year at really, like, getting him in there with the right people or whatever. But
are they giving him, like, cool gifts like they were doing with, like, Ortiz and stuff?
Yeah, paintings.
Are they doing that?
The time they gave Todd Helton a pony.
Canoe.
Yeah, canoe.
Did he get a canoe or a kayak or something?
Everywhere he went, he got a painting of himself.
Yeah.
Like, cool. Put this in the art room that I have.
They're not doing that with him? He's not getting anything like that?
He's getting some stuff, I would imagine. Some new merch. New new gear, but that's it for the Dork Minute.
Okay, text line says, "Come on, the challenge has to get some new blood. They're all 50 years old." Yeah, I like the 50 year olds out there.
I mean, that's true, but then it just becomes like a different show.
Bring back Mark. Mark's gonna be like 60.
Mark Long, he'd do it.
Got a house.
He'd always pop up. It must be his connection with the Miz. Maybe he would be in the front row at all these wrestling shows, and you'd be watching the wrestling. And you're like, is that Mark from Road Rules 1? He's like always right there, front row. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Like always TV side too. Or like, yeah.
Good right friend. In front of the camera. Good friend, that Miz.
I guess
looking
so.
Looking out for him.
Getting him a good seat.
What's okay. Show rival Vinny up to? Is he not allowed back on the show?
Oh, that's a good question.
Not much.
He must like our Patriots commentary more this year.
He hasn't chirped us about it.
No, he hasn't.
I haven't asked any food questions recently.
Well, are we totally sure about that?
No, I think I probably asked.
I feel like you've worked in some food questions.
We're going to have a lot of turkey questions coming up with on Wenu. Big Mike on Friday.
Yeah, so maybe the Vinny will be future offended on that. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Keefe. That is the hashtag Dork Minute. If you missed any Would You Rathers up on the Odyssey app, as well as the world-famous Jones and Keefe AFC standings, which pretty much are just the actual playoff standings, you can go seek that out for free. On the Odyssey app, use the rewind feature, go back and check it out. And you can stay tuned there for Pure Hoops with Terp every Wednesday at high noon. It's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.